So what do you get when you take a bunch of radio freaks, set them in front of live microphones, and let them talk about radio? Well, you get the coolest show about the radio on the radio. Broadcasting from RCO Plaza, this is Radio Connection Live, the podcast, where AM is analog, FM is king, and the smart speaker has taken the place of the terrestrial radio as the listening apparatus of choice. It's your show worldwide, and we want to hear from you. We're on Twitter at RCL The Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Radio Connection Live or email us at rclthepodcast@gmail.com. And now get ready to become involved in the very latest in broadcasting news, entertainment, and just plain fun. Here are the stars of our show, Preston, Tim, AJ, Ashley, Darnell. And put your hands together for our host, Mr. Jamie T.
We decided today to take a pause from our barbecue chicken and our ribs and bring you what we call Radio Connection Live, the podcast. Welcome to our very special Labor Day episode that we've entitled Labor Day Leftovers. Darnell is here. What's up, man? Okay, it looks like Darnell will join us here in just a minute. But as you heard John say, I am Jamie T. So glad that you're there and glad that we're here and we're ready to do what we do best. And that means, And that means talking about radio, having fun, but on today's show, today's show is going to be
Jamie, happy Labor Day to everyone.
Oh, hey, Preston.
Hello.
Yeah, I didn't hear you there for a minute.
Oh, well, I was going to say, did we drop or what happened? Because
no, Darnell, Darnell came in. So,
oh God,
and
okay.
Yeah, Darnell came in, but it looks like we got all that taken care of. All right, we got Darnell squared away. Preston is here. Are you guys ready for a butt kicking podcast today?
Yep.
All right, then. So today, again, we've entitled today's program Labor Day Leftovers. Guys, we get so much audio on this show each week that there's just not a way for us to air at all. I mean, literally, I mean, with the amount of audio that we get, we'd be here a while. So every year we take some time out and we look through the audio pieces that we currently have. And that compiles our Labor Day Leftovers. So we're going to hear a station WVWA out of New York City or out of New York, Radio 900, as it was called back in the 60s. And we're going to hear a special surprise for Tim. That's actually going to be our first one. We're going to hear a air check or a market scope out of Jacksonville coming up. And we're going to put a cap and to top everything off, we are going to hear some flood coverage from New York over there on, I think it was WCBS or 1010 Winds, because, you know, we had the big flooding over in New York City. So, again, guys, we're not going to be able to play every single thing, but you know what? We are sure gonna try. Let us go ahead and we are going to get this RCL Labor Day Leftovers party started, huh? Let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
All right. So our first one for today actually takes place in Ormond Beach, Florida. In fact, this was actually recorded on Tim's birthday, which is July the 12th. And Tim basically wanted to give us kind of like a day in the life type situation, getting ready as we were listening to his memories of WELE over in Ormond Beach, Florida. And so he took a lot of his old audio from those days and commercials that he did and everything else, and put the, and kind of gave us an audio retrospective of his life at ELE. And I've already heard this, and there are some good moments in here. So let us join our friend Tim O'Connor in audio form as we get to hear the WELE, the kind of like a day in the life of Tim at radio station WELE in Ormond Beach, Florida. By the way, Tim and Ashley and AJ are all off today, so it's just me, Darnell, and Preston. But anyway, here's Tim right here on Radio Connection Live, the podcast, Labor Day Leftover Special.
Okay, this is a day at WELE, Ormond Beach, and this would have probably been recorded around 2008, 2009, 2010, something along those lines, because I was still working there back then. And the first thing that would happen would be that the Votran van would drop me off in the parking lot. And Augie, Doggy, and I would proceed to find our way through the throngs of folks that were standing outside the door, sometimes wrapped around the actual building, wanting to give Doug their money, because we had a shopping show on that radio station. I don't have any of those shopping show air checks, because they just weren't worth recording at the time. Now I wish I had recorded a couple, but because it was an interesting little shopping show thing that we did. But anyway, and all the people would buy all these certificates from Doug and then show up that day to pick up their certificates and pay for them. And we literally had thousands, and I do mean thousands of dollars, walking through our door every single day. And they were a large core of listeners, and they were very devoted listeners to our radio station. It's kind of a nice thing to have all that money coming in without having to actually go out and do a lot of sales, you know. Although we did have salespeople there from time to time who would go out and actually sell, you know, local commercials to the various clients around Ormond and Daytona. But for the most part, it was trade, and it was these people that were coming in to purchase the certificates, mostly for travel, hotels, resorts, gambling, cruises, that kind of thing. And like I said, they'd be stretched all the way around the building. They'd be all the way back in the backyard, back by Winston's grave, and the satellite dishes waiting to get in the radio station. So I'd usually get there around 4:30, 5 o'clock, something like that, and have to weed my way through all the people there who had showed up to buy those certificates. Well, once I managed to get away from all of them, and Augie had, of course, said hi to everybody and wagged his tail at everybody and wanted to be petted, we would go into the production room, and I would look in my little mailbox there. Everybody had a box, and my box usually was pretty full most of the time, pretty full. And in that box, I would find a cassette tape. And usually the cassette tape was Michael Johnson, Michael J. Johnson, who was our ersatz program director, because he knew nothing about programming. I actually did pretty much all the programming that was involved, but he was the guy that was able to read me the stuff that I had to do for that day, and he would put a cassette together for me, telling me the stuff that needed to be done. And a lot of the time, you would find something from a client for whom I had written copy, and they would not be real happy with the copy that I had written for them. And so I would get something along these lines on the tape.
Kitchen and its amenities could be reduced to full kitchen amenities. And then focus more on the resort being directly on the beach with great views of the Gulf. Family friendly, at a leisurely pace, not hurried. Not necessarily in those words, but just softer. And let the listener imagine themselves enjoying their vacation on the beach.
So in that case, it was a commercial that I had already cut, put music under, sent off to them for approval. And they sent it back saying, no, it's a little too hard. It's, you know, we want it more relaxed, more leisurely paced in the delivery that you want to do. And they would tell me basically what to do with it in more ways than one. So that kind of thing was awaiting you as the first thing that you would encounter when you came in. And then who knows what you might find on the rest of that tape. Usually a bunch of spots that had to be written and produced. New contracts that Doug had sold. And to do that, you would go to the hotel's website and start gleaning all the information off of that website to be able to write a piece of 30 or 60 second copy.
Experience distinctive New Orleans-style grace and hospitality at the Whitney-A. Wyndham Historic Hotel. Period. Formerly a bank, comma, this nationally-registered New Orleans, Louisiana hotel enveloped you in style and comfort once reserved for a select few, period.
And as you can tell, there's far more information there than I can possibly fit into a 60-second spot. So what I would do would be to write it up on the computer, pare it down as much as I could, and then get it over onto the Braille writer. And as I was writing it on the Braille writer, then I could actually see line by line how long this thing actually was. And so there was a lot of editing that was done while you were brailing it off the cassette. The information on the website I'd put on cassette, and then I'd bring the cassette machine in and use the good old Braille writer to write it up. And, you know, as I've told you many times, a good 60-second spot is about 18 to 20 lines, and a good 30-second spot is about 8 to 10, maybe 11, 12, if you really, really have to push it, lines of copy. So as I was writing, I was counting the lines of copy that I had, and I knew, okay, now I know how much more information I can put into this. And that's where the real editing actually takes place, is while you're actually brailing this stuff up. And then you would take it back into the production room, look it over, make sure that the sentence structure was all correct, and, you know, you had it phrased the way you wanted it. Phrasing is very important when you're writing a piece of copy like that, and make sure that you can, you know, do that in the amount of time allotted, a 30 or a 60. So you'll read it a few times, and while you're reading it, you know, you're trying to figure out, okay, this is how I want to say this, this is how I want to do that. And that is not as easy as it may look or sound. All right, now these next two are going to be impossible. Hey, I specialize in the impossible, don't I? We'll try this last one here. And get this last one done, we'll be free and home. Cobalt Coast Resort in Grand Cayman Island is located on the northwest shore in a secluded, tranquil setting with a spectacular view overlooking the inviting waters of the Caribbean Sea. Come and experience the best scuba diving on Grand Cayman's north shore. Shore diving is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right off our ocean dock. Cobalt Coast Resort successfully combines a friendly, simplified, and island life with... Try that again. Cobalt Coast Resort successfully combines the friendly simplicity of the island life with modern facilities offering fully air-conditioned rooms and suites with free high-speed wireless internet access, in-room safes, and pool towels are always available at the resort or on the diving boats. All right, we've erased all of those. Let's do this one right. Cobalt Coast Resort in Grand Cayman Island is located on the northwest shore in a secluded, tranquil setting with spectacular views overlooking the inviting waters of the Caribbean Sea. Come and experience the best scuba diving on Grand Cayman's north wall. Shore diving is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right off our ocean dock. Cobalt Coast Resort successfully combines the friendly simplicity of the island life with modern facilities offering fully air-conditioned oceanfront rooms and suites with free high-speed wireless internet access, in-room safes, and pool towels are always available at the resort or on the dive boats. Our true one-bedroom oceanfront suite has a bedroom that is completely separate from a spacious living room overlooking the Caribbean Sea. Small and intimate, our resort boasts a full-service concept with everything you need in an island vacation and diving experience. Learn more at CobaltCoast.com or call toll-free 888-946-5656.
This is the most stupid spot I've written in a long time. Take three. Rob's Cleaning Service does it all. No job too big, no job too small. You don't want to live in a dirty apartment or house, so who's going to clean it up? Your spouse? Just call Rob's Cleaning Service today. He'll clean your house up the right way. Call 386-615-8221. All types of cleaning, dusting, vacuuming, mopping, Rob's Cleaning Service is second to none. So don't do it yourself. Give Rob's a call. Rob's Cleaning Service does it all. That's Rob's Cleaning Service, 615-8221. Rob's Cleaning Service gets your cleaning done. This Sunday afternoon, 2:30 p.m., the City of Ormond Beach Department of Leisure Services Performing Arts Center presents... at 2:30 p.m., Broadway is Coming to Town. I didn't like that. Let's do it again. This Sunday afternoon, 2:30 p.m., the City of Ormond Beach Department of Leisure Services Performing Arts Center proudly presents Broadway is Coming to Town. You know them, you love them. Broadway's favorites from Phantom of the Opera, Cats, Chicago, Cabaret, and much more. The show will feature polished professional singing actors in gowns and tuxedos performing outstanding solos and exciting group numbers from all your favorite Broadway productions in a show guaranteed to please. Tickets only $10 for adults, $7 for students and children. Call the box office at 676-3375 from noon till 5 p.m. That's this Sunday afternoon, 2:30 p.m. at the Ormond Beach Performing Arts Center. Don't miss it!
Now, once you get that particular piece of copy done and you kind of like the way the read went, then it was a matter of putting the music bed under it and doing the actual mix and doing the spot.
This Sunday afternoon, 2:30 p.m., the City of Ormond Beach Department of Leisure Services Performing Arts Center proudly presents Broadway is Coming to Town. You know them, you love them. Broadway's favorites from Phantom of the Opera, Cats, Chicago, Cabaret, and much more. The show will feature polished professional singing actors in gowns and tuxedos performing outstanding solos and exciting group numbers from all your favorite Broadway productions in a show guaranteed to please. Tickets only $10 for adults, $7 for students and children. Call the box office at 676-3375 from noon till 5 p.m. That's this Sunday afternoon, 2:30 p.m. at the Ormond Beach Performing Arts Center. Don't miss it!
Okay, one more of these. And this one, I've always tried to stress on this show how important the writing
in a piece of copy is. And this little piece was something that I came up with that I think demonstrates that rather well.
Imagine yourself, the warmth of the sun, the surf, and the gentle rocking of the boat as the world slowly slips away. And then it happens. Your line snaps tight, and you're almost pulled overboard by the hit. Ah, yes, you got him. And wow, look at him jump. He must be at least a 10-pounder. This is the excitement you'll feel. Bishop's Bonefish Resort has everything you need for an exhilarating vacation. Located on a secluded beach with 14 miles of pristine white sand and crystal blue waters, experienced, enthusiastic guides take you to Virgin Flats teeming with bonefish. And our knowledgeable and helpful guides will be sure to help you hook that 10-pounder. After your ideal day, return to your spacious, comfortable accommodations. Bishop's Bonefish Resort's exotic suites include air conditioning, satellite TV, coffee maker, and refrigerator. Okay, stop dreaming and pick up the phone. Reserve your piece of paradise today by calling 242-353-4515. That's 242-353-4515. Just 30 minutes from Freeport, it's Bishop's Bonefish Resort.
And now here's the final mix on that.
Imagine yourself, the warmth of the sun, the surf, and the gentle rocking of the boat as the world slowly slips away. And then it happens. Your line snaps tight, and you're almost pulled overboard by the hit. Ah, yes, you got him. And wow, look at him jump. He must be at least a 10-pounder. This is the excitement you'll feel. Bishop's Bonefish Resort has everything you need for an exhilarating vacation. Located on a secluded beach with 14 miles of pristine white sand and crystal blue waters, experienced, enthusiastic guides take you to Virgin Flats teeming with bonefish. And our knowledgeable and helpful guides will be sure to help you hook that 10-pounder. After your ideal day, return to your spacious, comfortable accommodations. Bishop's Bonefish Resort's exotic suites include air conditioning, satellite TV, coffee maker, and refrigerator. Okay, stop dreaming and pick up the phone. Reserve your piece of paradise today by calling 242-353-4515. That's 242-353-4515. Just 30 minutes from Freeport, it's Bishop's Bonefish Resort.
And since this is a birthday party, I certainly could not do this piece without putting this in.
It's a well-known fact that the month of August has no holidays, but August the Dog's birthday is always a celebration. Saturday, August 26th, is the annual Augie Doggy Birthday and WELE Listener Appreciation Party to be held at the Port Orange Steakhouse at Dunlawton Square Shopping Center. Donations will be collected for the Arnie Foundation to help with their upcoming move and to continue to provide services to homeless and abused animals in the Halifax area. Everyone is invited. That's Saturday, August 26th, Port Orange Steakhouse at Dunlawton Square Shopping Center. Yappy Hour starts at 6, and Dinner with a Dog, a birthday dog, starts at 7. It's the annual Augie Doggy Birthday and WELE Listener Appreciation Party. Y'all come!
And, of course, Augie in the background inviting them all. And, boy, did we have a great time that time. We had probably 50 or 60 people show up at that party, including Augie's puppy raisers who flew in from Texas to attend that and to celebrate Augie's birthday. Winston's birthday parties were always big, and Augie's, I just continued it when I got Augie. And it just was always a fun event for our audience, and just, you know, give them a chance to meet each other and talk to each other. Augie, of course, got a big 22-ounce porterhouse steak. That was his birthday present, and they even had the newspaper show up and take pictures of Augie and write an article in the local Daytona newspaper about it. And had a big picture of Augie just chomping down on that 22-ounce porterhouse steak. As I recall, it took him less than 3 minutes to eat that steak. And he was definitely having himself a blast. And the restaurant was really cool, too, because I didn't have to put a leash on him or anything. He just wandered around and milled about amongst the people, and they all petted him, and he, you know, wagging his tail and just having himself a great birthday. And that was kind of the fun part of working there at ELE, that you could get away with cool things like that. We also did talk shows on the station, and what we would do would be to broker out a certain amount of time. A client would buy a 30-minute slot or a 60-minute slot on our station, and of course they had to have a board op, and guess who that was? Me. And we had a girl there named Lisa Marie Benz.
Now, Lisa and I hated each other from the very beginning. I mean, we did. Because Lisa was a diva. Okay? She was a beautiful lady. Okay? A beautiful looking lady. As a matter of fact, one of the things that she did was that she actually did appearances, personal appearances, as Marilyn Monroe. She was so good looking that she would go out to different places and do the whole Marilyn Monroe bit with the, you know, dressing up like her and the jewelry and the, all the 9 yards of all of that kind of stuff. And, of course, I could not see her, so that had zero effect on me. So we hated each other from the beginning. But it was a love-hate relationship. I loved Lisa. Lisa was very cool. And one of the things that she did there on the station was a program every Monday night called The Perfect Wedding Guide. And she worked for this magazine down in Titusville, and she had a territory that she did sales of these magazines for from, I think, Titusville up to Jacksonville, actually. It was a pretty large area. And what she would do would be to go to different people like, you know, DJs or people that did bridal dresses or people that did bridal caterings and stuff like that and sell them advertising in this magazine. And one day she had what she called a bridal fair. That was on a Sunday afternoon. It was up in Ormond at the Bel Air Plaza. And she asked me if I would mind attending that. And I was not real happy about it, believe me. I mean, I was like a duck out of water. You know, this is something I know absolutely nothing about, having to deal with these people that, you know, were getting married and stuff, having never gone through any of that myself in my personal life. But I showed up and actually had a pretty good time, got to eat some cheesecake and so forth. And then I brought the tape that I recorded back, and we put it on the air. And this is what that sounded like. This is kind of an interesting thing that I had never done anything quite like this before, but I had a good time.
Welcome to the Perfect Wedding Guide Show with Lisa Marie Benz. Heard every Monday from 6:15 until 6:45 p.m. Perfect Wedding Guide is a free publication featuring complete planning information and local wedding professionals to help you plan the perfect wedding. And now, here's your host, Lisa Marie.
Well, here we are at the Daytona Beach Resort and Conference Center, and the big bridal show going on, sponsored by the Perfect Wedding Guide. And what we're going to do is talk to some of the advertisers here and also some of the brides and grooms that are here. All right, we have our first victim here.
Oh, no.
And who are you?
Nicole Hughes.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
So just tell me a little bit about the bridal show here and, you know, what you've seen and if that's been helpful to you for your planning and that sort of thing.
There's lots of information, lots of people around, so it's a good time. It's a good time. I don't have anything planned, so it's really helpful.
So you're just in the interim stages.
With 8 months to go, yes.
Of your planning.
Yes.
So 8 months, 8 months out.
That is correct.
Right. So what are some of the booths that you've been by and some of the people you've talked to?
Heavenly Cheesecake, After Hours Formal. The cake was really good over at Heavenly Cheesecake.
I gotta go get some.
It's very good over there. Actually, it looks like they're about to start the fashion show.
Oh.
Very good.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's talk to you here for a minute.
Okay.
We have a booth here, a gentleman set up with DJ services. What's your name?
My name is Roger with DJ Tunes of Florida.
All right. And tell me a little about what you do.
What we do is plan and make sure the wedding goes your way as far as music, order of events, everything involved with the entire wedding reception. We plan things out ahead of time, and we make sure that everything goes your way on your big day. What we like to do is let you make all the decisions about what you like as far as music, as far as what are the traditional things that you want to do. And then it's up to me to stand there and make sure everything runs smoothly for everything.
So you're sort of a master of ceremonies at that point.
Oh, yeah. I'm the DJ / MC for the whole entire thing. And what I do is work from the time the guests arrive, as far as making sure everyone feels welcome, all the way through the introductions, all the other announcements of all the order of the events, and all the way to the last dance, I'll MC the whole thing.
Now, have you found that the Perfect Wedding Guide has been a help to you?
Yeah, the Perfect Wedding Guide is actually a great source for a lot of leads of people who are getting married, and they want the info, and the wedding guide supplies me with people specifically who do want to hire a DJ. So if they want to hire flowers, or they want a cake, or they want a dress, I don't bother calling them. They specify through the wedding guide if they want a DJ, and those are the ones that I call, and they supply me with a lot of names and numbers of people to call and send info out to every week.
Well, that's great. That's great. So your advertising in the Perfect Wedding Guide has been successful for you and helpful.
Oh, yeah. It's been really helpful. I get calls every week from people that say they saw me in the Perfect Wedding Guide. I like to keep track of how people got a hold of me, and I know if they're looking at me in the Perfect Wedding Guide, then they're really serious about hiring somebody for their wedding.
All right. And how would people get in contact with you if they wanted to?
They can reach me on my business line. It's always forwarded to my cell phone.
So okay. Give me the name of your business again.
It's DJ Tunes of Florida. And the number would be 1-888-DJ-TUNES, DJ-TUNES.
All right, 1-888-DJ-TUNES.
Yeah.
Okay, Roger, well, thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
All right, thanks for your time, Tim.
Okay.
My name's Roger. Welcome here. I hope everyone's finding all the info they need about the different people they want to hire. We have a gentleman over here to my right who is interviewing for WELE, and he would like to interview some future brides and future grooms. So if you want to make yourself famous on the radio, come on over here and talk to him. He's to my right. We got some things coming your way. In just a little while, we're going to do a dance contest. Before the contest, we're going to do some dance instruction. Anybody who is interested in dance instruction, you want to witness that? Once again, I want to thank everyone for being here. If you are interested in DJ services, that's me. I'm Roger with DJ Tunes of Florida. In the meantime, enjoy your visit and enjoy the music.
So the next thing that happened was that I ran into a former employee here at WELE. She was one of the people that took care of the people that came in to pick up certificates. She worked in the office and made up certificates and that sort of thing. And so I knew that all the listeners to the station would remember her. And she was planning a wedding, and so I interviewed her. Her name was Lindsay, and she used to work in the office at WELE.
Hey, Lindsay. Lindsay from WELE is here, formerly from WELE. What you been up to?
Not much. Working, pretty much. That's about it. I'm getting married. That's why I'm here.
All right. Wow. So what have you seen while you're here?
All kinds of dresses, caterers, locations, pretty much everything you can imagine, everything you need to know. A lot of stuff I didn't even plan on needing to know, but I know now.
Oh, like what?
Just like, you know, do you want a video of the wedding? Do you want to do, you know, just photography? You know, do you guys want to do like the spa before the wedding? All that kind of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, are you using Lisa's Perfect Wedding Guide?
Actually, I've been looking through it, and that's what kind of tempted me to come down here. So, it's hard to make decisions, though. So, we're not exactly sure we're going to get married. So, we're thinking maybe in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually make a 100% decision is really hard. There's so many options out there.
Good night.
You've been been listening to The Perfect Wedding Guide Show with Lisa Marie. Stop by the WELE studios to pick up your free copy of The Perfect Wedding Guide or call toll-free 1-888-22-BRIDE and we'll send you one. Then join us next Monday evening at 6:15 for more tips on planning the perfect wedding with Lisa Marie on 1380 WELE.
And, of course, that was actually an air check of what was on the air. So I actually had fun doing that, doing interviews with people and that sort of thing. Really hardly ever get a chance to do stuff like that, and it was a good time. One of the other responsibilities that I had was to help to produce a computer show. Yeah, right, me producing a computer show. You know how good that went, right? But because you know how anti-technology I am, but it was a lot of work, a lot of hard work. I would get all kinds of articles from different websites and braille them up and make them, you know, informational kind of stuff, and read them on the air. The guy that I did the show with was pretty cool too. His name was James McClendon. And we had so much fun doing that show on the air. And the fun part about it was is I never let James know what I was doing. So it was a total and complete surprise to him as to what we were going to do. So he knew what he was going to talk about. He never knew what I was going to talk about. So this is a little air check from one of those computer shows.
You know, we've done crazy stories here on this radio show before.
Say it isn't so, Tim.
Okay, 7 o'clock here at 1380 WELE, Ormond Beach, Florida. I want to get this in before the baseball game starts, and Dougie should be slamming through the door here any minute.
All right.
To set up our baseball game, but I gotta, you know, we've done all kinds of crazy stories on this show. We did dogcatradio.com.
Right.
Remember that. We did, what are some of the other ones? The dogs with cell phones.
Yes.
We did that. We've done the beer for dogs.
The beer for dogs. Did you ever buy Augie some doggy beer?
No, I never got around to that. Never got around to that. But the cat people are getting upset because we never talk about cats on this radio show.
And I love cats.
I hate cats.
Oh, I love cats.
Oh, man, I hate cats. I can't stand cats. We've got cats outside roaming around in our neighborhood, and I'm always afraid that they're going to get in my house, you know, and hide behind my couch where I can't find them.
Yes.
It's such a terrible thing. But in lieu of that, we decided to do a cat story this week. And yes, this does relate to computers, believe it or not.
I'm waiting for this one, Tim.
Look out. This is probably the best story of the year thus far. And of course, our background is the stray cat Strut. All right. There are such things out there as meow chatters.
Okay.
Meow chatters are people who go online and create online identities in the names of their cats. They go inside chat rooms and message boards, forms. They send email as their kitty cats. I wonder if there's a bad kitty among them somewhere from Orlando. The phenomenon started back in the mid-90s, but exactly the moment when a cat first learned to use a computer is somewhat questionable. Any idea when a cat's using a computer? The humans who assume their cat's identities are an interesting mix, including college students, retired parents, retired grandparents, I should say, high-tech workers, humane society directors, and yes, even a doctor or two. Vets are unspecified. And of course, more than a few crazy cat ladies. Okay. Elaborate virtual worlds are created, such as the Meow Chat Village, where cats meet, marry, have careers, adopt kittens, and tease their humans. There's also Meow Chat virtual towns, stores, and political campaigns.
Hey, I can understand this.
Okay.
Cat's running for governor.
You got it. Part of the Meow Chat world is the Meow Chat itself, which is a language that's used by the cats. It's a language that is comprised of equal parts of phonetic spelling, puns, and baby talk. A cat said, and I quote, "We are highly intelligent animals, but unfortunately we have difficulty spelling because our paws do not fit the human keyboard, or because we telepathically send our thoughts to humans who either type them incorrectly, don't get it, or get it wrong, or just don't get it at all."
Okay.
Yeah. Or something gets lost in the translation. All right. Can you believe this?
And you know what? I bet if you talk to any of these cat people, they are serious about
this.
Oh,
they are serious about that. And when occasionally a sub-feline life form, such as a dog.
Ooh.
Well, no self-respecting cat chatter would ever let the word dog escape from his keyboard.
Ooh.
And, well, the proper terminology for a canine happens to be a DG.
A DG.
A DG. And because of the alter ego that these cats' identities have with their humans, they express different moods in their writing styles. And those moods can change. For example, quote, "If I'm in a bad mood, I put on my Bengal personality."
Ooh.
"And hissy and pick a fight. And that's half the fun."
Okay.
So there you go. For all you cat chatters out there, that's our cat.
Yes.
That's okay, our wacky computer story of the week.
There are too many people with too much free time on their hands. Okay.
We have said this in the past, haven't we?
Yes.
We also ran a lot of sports at night. And that included ESPN radio, and it also included games from various things. Either Westwood One, Monday Night Football, we ran basketball, we ran Magic basketball. And every time you would run a game, of course, there would be a format sheet that would come down from the network to tell you exactly what was going to be played and when it would be played. And so you would get something on your tape from Mike Johnson, something like this. This would be the format sheet for the Magic game for that particular night.
Magic Halftime Report. Commercial break. 13 local. 2:45. Commercial break. Number 14, network. Third quarter begins. Commercial break number 15, network. Commercial break number 16, local. 90 seconds to end of third quarter. Commercial break number 17 at the end of the third quarter. 2:15. Fourth quarter begins. Commercial break number 18, network. Commercial break number 19, network. Commercial break number 20, network. And that's for the rest of the game. Game pose billboard. 1 minute. Commercial break number 21. Local. 1 minute. Magic rewind. Open billboard.
And
network,
of course, you would have to keep track of all of these breaks as you were running them and log them properly and all of that sort of thing. And then send back the sheet to the network to let the network know that, hey, all the network spots had been played. We also ran Westwood One games, as I mentioned, and the cool thing about the Westwood One games was that the way that format was set up, it was local break was the first break, and then the network took all the rest of the breaks for that particular quarter or that particular half of the game. This was during March Madness, and we were running the Westwood One games off of March Madness, but the format is pretty much the same for all the Westwood One games, and the cool thing about it was, hey, you ran that local break, And then you were free. You didn't have to do anything at all but just sit there and listen to the game or run back into the production room and do production or do whatever you were doing, you know, and let the game just run on the air as long as you were there for the local IDs to play. You know, you were cool.
All right, Tim, Thursday we have NCAA basketball in Westwood 1. You can just put those games on following win, and they're just going to, they say they're going to bounce around from game to game. Depending on what's the most exciting and so forth. The format, once again here, first half, four breaks. The first, a station break, and the last three network breaks, 2 minutes. End of the first half, a network break, 2 minutes. Halftime, network break, 1 minute. Then a station local break, 2 minutes. And then the third one would be a network, 1 minute. Second half, same as first half, the first break, 2 minute station. Last three, network, 2 minutes. End of game, network, 2 minutes. Post game, one network, 2 minutes. The out cues for the local breaks from Westwood 1. This is the NCAA radio network for the network breaks. You're listening to the NCAA radio network on Westwood 1.
We also ran a lot of local sports on WELE, including the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats and also Emory-Riddle basketball. And the Emory-Riddle games, the different spots would change. One of the problems, though, with that was that we were running a lot of spots that were the same kind of thing. And we tried very hard not to run two of those spots back-to-back. In other words, you don't have two restaurants back-to-back, or you don't have two car lots or car sales places back-to-back. Because that just, number one, it sounds bad, and number two, it's just not good for the advertiser. So we definitely had to do that. We had to separate all of those spots out so that there would not be a problem with running those. But the cool thing was we had an instant replay machine. We called it an IR. The instant replay was a machine that had a lot of push buttons on it, had 50 different push buttons. And then it also had 10 different banks, and each bank had 50 presets that you could program into this thing and play whatever you needed to play. So I would come in, do an Emory-Riddle basketball game, and make a playlist on the instant replay, which would consist of all the spots that I wanted to do, but I had to separate out those spots so that we wouldn't have any conflicts like that. So that was kind of fun. So I would come in, take a look at my log, find out what spots were running that particular night, and then I'd have to go through the instant replay to find those spots, and then once I found those spots, put them into the actual playlist.
Daytona Mitsubishi.
Are you hungry for a good time? Hungry for great food?
That's Tijuana Flats, which we left out, and that's number 42.
Are you on? Hi, this is John Phillips, voice of the Inner Illegals.
All right, next is Giles Electric.
During football season.
State Farm.
The Courtyard by Marriott's.
Next one is...
just north of Granada.
River Grill.
Get to the top.
Marines.
Hi, this is Katie Dodd from the Oceanfront Bahama House Hotel.
And Bahama House. And that'll be the first Bahama House. The rest are okay.
And then, of course, after each time we would play one of those spots, I would have to put it on a log, on the log tape, and then give it over to the secretary to type that up so that the log would be properly typed up, and you know, every client would know that his spot was run and what time that spot was run. And of course, when we were not running any kind of local sports, we were running ESPN radio. And in the ESPN radio stuff, we had a log that had to be run, and the most of those spots were vacation spots. And those were all on mini disc. And I used to call it the WELE travel log because we would just run these spots off the mini disc during the, for example, ESPN breaks. If they were a 2-minute break, we'd put 260s on there or whatever. It was kind of tricky because a lot of times the actual mini disc did not have 260s back to back. So I'd have to scan that mini disc before I played what went on the air to find out, okay, is that a 60 and a 30 or is that a 260? That means I've got to fill with a 30-second promo to come out of that because we had a 2-minute ESPN break. And then I had to record all of that information on a cassette and give it to the secretary so that she could write up the log to make sure that all the clients knew that their commercials had been played.
All right, here we go with a log for Tuesday, June 19th, 2007, 8:35 break, disc. 8:56 break, it's disc. 903 illegal ID. Okay, by 9:39 p.m. At the 9:36 break, we have gone through the nighttime disc one time, and the rest of this is going to have to be off hard drive.
So those were the travel vacation spots off the mini disc, and then after that, we had to go to the hard drive, which was, of course, the instant replay.
So after we play this particular commercial, for the surfer thing that I did, we'll hit Coaches and Cunningham and Riverbend.
Now, oftentimes, things did not go as well as one would like as you're sitting there running your commercials and doing your log, and this would happen.
This is just perfect. We've lost our ESPN feed. Wonderful. It'd be okay if I were back on the disc. No, I had to complete the damn disc already. Now I gotta play everything off the stinking hard drive, and I don't even know what I'm gonna play next. Oh, God, is this really happening to me? We'll do a yellow cab. Well, I think. I don't even know what's on, like, Bank 3 anymore. I haven't been here for so long. I guess I'll do a live Pet Paradise.
Quince candles that you'll find anywhere in the Central Florida area. Wicks and Sticks.
Why?
In the Volusia Mall.
Thank you, Mike. Didn't mean to step on your tongue there. Why me? Why me? Okay, it's about 20 minutes until 10 o'clock here at 1380 WELE, Ormond Beach. And hear that wonderful silence? That's our ESPN radio feed. Yeah. As I said earlier, we're having a little satellite difficulty with the ESPN folks. So, what we're going to do is kind of fill for time until that gets cleared up. And these things happen due to clouds and that sort of thing. You know, the satellite kind of gets obliterated. But a couple of things going on. Number one, if you're tuning in and wondering where the Cubs game is or the post-game show might be, well, that has been canceled. The Cubs game was canceled earlier this evening. And as far as the game goes, they will be playing a doubleheader over in DeLand, and that'll happen tomorrow night. Game time is going to be 5:30. That will be the start time. We will join that game in progress, and it will be 2 7-inning games. So you get a doubleheader. You missed out on it tonight, but if you happen to live over in the DeLand area, you get yourself a doubleheader tomorrow night. So either go out there to the stadium and enjoy some baseball in the summertime, or maybe if not, go ahead and listen right here to WELE. We will join that game in progress right after Big John's show, shortly after around 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Once again, a doubleheader. The game was rained out tonight, and so that is the story on the Cubs. Now,
I want to tell you about a great place to take your pet. It's called Pet Paradise. It's over at the corner of Golf and Nova here in Ormond Beach. That's where Augie goes. And every Sunday, Augie goes up to Pet Paradise, has himself a wonderful time. He gets to run and romp and play and be a dog and spend some time with other dogs. And, you know, that's always a good thing to socialize the dog a little bit and get him to play and have some fun. And also at Pet Paradise, they sell food. They also have a condo-like pet environment with climate control. So in this summer heat, your dog won't be so hot. If you want to board your dog there, that is an excellent place to do it because nowhere else in the area do they have that type of facilities. They also have something Augie really loves, and that's a dog bone-shaped swimming pool right there at Pet Paradise. You'll see it as you go by out in the front. You'll see this dog bone-shaped swimming pool there at Pet Paradise. So for whatever your pet might need, take him by Pet Paradise. That's the corner of Golf and Nova, Ormond Beach. You'd like to make reservations for your pet, go ahead and do that. 673-8041. 673-8041 is the number to Pet Paradise there at the corner of Golf and Nova in Ormond Beach. So take him by there and tell him Tim said hi and told you to bring your dog or cat in there. Now, let's see if we have ESPN back. Whoa. That's a little rough.
Big impact on my life, just like a lot of people.
Don't you just love digital?
Getting it from a member of Indiana staff that was with us about a half hour.
Well, sorry about that. I'm afraid we're going to have to play something else here until we get our satellite feedback. So just bear with us.
So, what's on Rod Burrison's mind these days?
Have you ever met a bigger moron on the planet? How ridiculous that...
And a lot of times to fill in time like that, we would run back to the production room. We'd play a 60-second spot, run back to the production room, and grab one of those Purity Products programs that I'm sure all of you have heard on the radio. They were lifesavers from time to time, believe me. Yes, you have to be ready at all times to be ready to do whatever needs to be done to get something on the air. We employed a lot of young people there. We got our staff from, I was not the only person on the staff that did production or did on-air work. We had other folks, and either they came from the DJ school that there was a guy named Vance. I can't remember his last name. That's where Shaney B actually came to us from. So we got a lot of people from that local DJ school in Daytona. And of course, we also got a lot of people from Bethune-Cookman and from Daytona State and other folks that, you know, were thinking about doing radio. And this was their first opportunity to have a radio job. So I'm going to give you an example of some of the other people, including Shaney B, who were working at WELE and some of the production that they produced. I did most of the production on the station, but of course we had to have other voices on the air as well. So this is a little bit of what we sounded like. And I think we're a pretty good-sounding little radio station. One of the things I really enjoyed doing was putting fun, creative IDs together, because I think that that helps make your radio station stand out instead of just at the top of the hour doing a boring WELE Ormond Beach, Florida, as I hear so often these days. But I like to have fun with IDs.
It's live sports talk all night, overnight, and on weekends too on 1380 WELE Ormond Beach, Florida.
On sports.
Who are you?
The question is, who are you?
WELE Ormond Beach.
I thought I knew. Now I'm not so sure.
Daytona's only real news, real talk.
Vacation time is just around the corner, and the number one place to go for family fun is the Days Inn Main Gate West. Within walking distance to Splendid China, all of our rooms include double beds, private baths, and free HBO. At the Days Inn Main Gate West, we offer so much more, including the Kids Stay and Eat Free program, where children under 12 can do kids' things at no charge. The Days Inn Main Gate West is so close to all that's Central Florida. For reservation information, call toll-free 800-327-9173. That's 800-327-9173. Days Inn Main Gate West.
Join the AMC Volusia Square 8's Frequent Movie Watcher program. Not only will you be able to enjoy your movie in an excellent atmosphere where the customer's number one, you can earn free popcorn, drinks, and movies. Being an AMC Movie Watcher has its rewards. Also, get ready to party. Have your next birthday party with us at the AMC Volusia Square 8. We have several different packages to serve your party needs. The AMC Volusia Square 8 is conveniently located a quarter mile east of I-95 on International Speedway Boulevard in the Volusia Square Center.
And in case you did not recognize that voice, that was Shaney B. Here's an interesting little spot that I put together, and I actually had to record the shower sound effects from my own shower on cassette and bring it in.
Here's a product that can save a lot of pain and suffering. Foot Grips. It's applied over your existing tile or vinyl floor, and its sole purpose is to help keep you from slipping and falling. A must for seniors or anyone who values safety. And Foot Grips comes with a lifetime guarantee. It's used commercially at the Trump Tower and the Sheraton. It can be used in the shower or around pool decks. For information on prices and installation, call 254-8938. Get a grip. Call 254-8938 today for Foot Grips.
Now, this is a good example of a multi-track spot that I put together. And you talk about hard sell, this was fun.
Where can you find the largest NASCAR retail store anywhere in the United States?
Daytona 2000.
Thousands of square feet of strictly NASCAR. Everything NASCAR, from the die-cast collectibles to the Jeff Hamilton collection.
Daytona 2000.
Over 5,000 NASCAR items in stock.
Daytona 2000.
All the NASCAR drivers in the Winston Cup Series. Jackets, t-shirts, shoes, jewelry, hats.
Daytona 2000.
Mention WELE and get 10% off non-sale items.
Daytona 2000.
Your one stop for race fans. 43 South Atlantic, one block south of Maine. Beachside Daytona Beach. Daytona 2000.
Here comes another Shaney B spot.
Tropical Tattoo of Ormond Beach offers a clean, sterile, and professional atmosphere for outstanding artwork and creative custom designs. Tropical Tattoo has been featured on national television and in Tattoo Magazine. For the best tattoo, stop into Tropical Tattoo on US 1 Ormond Beach. Don't settle for anything less. See the artists at Tropical Tattoo Studios at 825 South Yonge Street. That's US 1 Ormond Beach. Or call 672-1888. Tropical Tattoo.
Hey, sports fans, join me, Rat Randy, weeknights at 8 p.m. for the WELE Point After Sports Show. I will be taking your calls, talking sports, and who knows what. Plus, I'll have fun games for great prizes, plus interesting guests. So make a point to join me weeknights at 8 o'clock for the WELE Point After Sports Show, right here on WELE, your real news, real talk, and real sports, 1380.
Kansas City at Oakland on Daytona's Real News, Real Talk, Real Sports Station, 1380 WELE, Ormond Beach, Florida.
WELE.
If you're looking for absolutely delicious down-home food, give Byron's Grill a try. Byron's Grill delivers the most awesome pizzas and gyros, as well as hearty subs and pita sandwiches. For dinner, try their great steaks, rotisserie chicken, grouper, souvlaki, or chicken kebabs. Whatever you're craving, whether it's lunch or dinner, Byron's Grill satisfies. Available for dine-in, carry-out, or free delivery. Call 257-6606. Byron's Grill, 701 North Atlantic Avenue, across from the Whitehall, Daytona Beach.
It's the Cowboys and the Eagles. Monday Night Football on WELE Ormond Beach.
Daytona Sports Source.
Daytona's home for G. Gordon Liddy, Larry King, and The Shopping Show is WELE Ormond Beach, Florida. 24 hours a day. Your real news, real talk.
It's the Orlando Magic, brought to you by JC's Granada Grill and the AMC Volusia Square A Theaters on 1380 WELE, Ormond Beach, Florida.
And And then there were times when we had to do different billboards for different games. And they'd only give you about 10 seconds to get them done. And yeah, this is Shaney B kind of rushing it.
3, 2, 1. Brought to you by the Holiday Inn, Cypress Gardens, Dundee, BMW Works, the AMC, Volusia Square Theaters, and Total Comfort Heat and Air. 3, 2, 1. On WELE, Ormond Beach. No. 3, 2, 1. On 1380 WELE. On 1380 WELE.
G. Gordon Litt, Larry King, The Shopping Show, One-on-One Sports.
Now that's what this country needs.
1380 WELE, Ormond Beach, Florida. Daytona's only real news and real talk.
And as just previously mentioned, we did run G. Gordon Liddy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here at Radio Free DC, the G. Gordon Liddy Show. And as promised, a foursome has been arranged for me. Now, I'm not making this up. I've got the memo right here from Doug Wilty. He's the general manager of WELE Radio, one of our fine affiliates in Daytona. You know, we're talking racing here. He says, dear Mr. Liddy, we at WELE, Daytona's most powerful radio station, take pride in keeping our talk show hosts happy. Yesterday, you said that any guy you know would give his right arm for a chance at a foursome, being locked in a room with three females with the expectation of mating with them. Your remarks were about the unfortunate ape who had a heart attack in a Japanese zoo when he was placed in this happy situation. I am happy to report that the females on our staff immediately volunteered to set up a foursome for you. They have always been intrigued by your claims being virile, vigorous, and potent. He misspells virile, but that's all right. He's in radio. They are willing to provide you the foursome if you are willing to travel. They have already made all the calls and the arrangements for your foursome. Please let them know through email when you are ready. Then simply show up for the night of your dreams. You, locked in a room with three females expecting to mate. Just let us know when you can be at the zoo in Japan. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yes, indeed. You're a hairy little bugger, but you're mine, all mine. Oh, my.
This is Radio Connection Live's Labor Day Leftovers Special. And before we continue on here, I would like to apologize if you heard something that sounds like clearing of the throat. That happened, especially there's a lot of pollen here in the studio, and it's aggravating my lungs. So,
I was going to say, Jamie, you want more water back there? I could send you some.
That was what I was looking at.
I've got a bottle of water here in the studio, guys. I'm okay.
You know what? Get Amanda some cream soda from Amazon or something. he'll be impressed with some of that.
Well, no,
I think cream soda would make it worse.
No, you know what it is? It's you know what? It's dust. I need to do some dusting here in the Tampa studios. And
yeah, and
the coughing you heard during that was actually that thing was an hour long, and I needed something to do for an hour, and I couldn't watch TV because the TV would have gone on the air.
And I was going to say, you actually could have gone on mute because we would have heard the piece. So,
well, yeah, you know what, too, if you have noise suppression on too, it probably would not have been heard because noise suppression would be on.
Well, I don't know how to turn that on, Darno. You didn't tell me how to do that. So. But yeah, what I did was I snuck out to get a bite to eat, and so I'm going to the fridge. I settled on some ramen, easy to make.
Yes,
ramen has been the saving grace of blind people everywhere. Anyway,
college people everywhere, because back in my school,
remember when y'all were with me at school when we did the show and you heard the microphone go off?
Oh, yes. I remember.
That's when Ramen did it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. We had to do it at OSSB too. And,
yeah. So I remember, doing that. So I go in the studio to get the ramen noodles. You know, I'm making when I make my way back into the studio to get the food from heating up the food and getting my drink, whatever, I guess it went down the wrong pipe. So you hear on the, you know, hopefully it won't go out over there, but anyway. And I couldn't mute because we would have lost our audio, you know. So
yeah, because here's a pro tip for people who want to do this. I tried doing that one time when we were running a piece because I was in the middle of something and we had some dead air for a second. So that's
It does happen.
I was on the phone, so it came out staticky a little bit for me. But yeah,
it does happen. It does indeed happen. It's Radio Connection Live. It's our Labor Day Leftovers special right here today. And we're just playing back some of the great leftover audio that we had, well, left over. And you just heard Day in the Life of Tim, our own Tim O'Connor from WELE in Ormond Beach, Florida. I tell you, great. You go to most radio stations now, that studio is so technologically advanced, you don't got to do a daggone thing.
Yeah, you know what?
And then also he's right too. Every single ID is just a quick ID and whoever owns it, that's it. So yeah, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? They gotta get it in, like we said on the show, they gotta get it in as per rules.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the network wanted. So that's what they have to do. My word to anybody is this: it's not for the lazy among you. You know, I mean, you are going to have to do some work, and that's just what you have to do.
They just don't want nobody to have fun anymore. That's all I can say. They just don't want no one to have fun.
Well, Darnell, you got to listen to me. We're millennials, man. We're used to this, to the digital thing. Yeah. You know, I mean, it can still be fun.
Here's the thing, guys. Right. We got to be thankful for all these creators who go capture air checks and share them to the world. Thank God for YouTube.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anybody trying to, you know, anybody like Nathan or Scott Fibish or anything trying to do a top of the hour off of a stream, there's a few streams that are easy to do because they can do it. But our streams, you can just forget it. They won't allow you to hear those fast IDs if they do them, especially ours.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, that's right.
What I've noticed, like if you tune in just right, you will get the bit of locality out of a stream. You'll get it.
You'll get some of it, but actually Odyssey
is one of those companies that will allow for the fast top of the hour IDs. How do I know this? Because Star 102 does one of those fast IDs. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. I heard
it's not really a fast ID. Not really a fast. It's fast, but it's not fast. But, yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And for some strange reason,
we don't have the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have the guy saying it. We have the guy saying the station. But we have a girl saying an Odyssey station. I'm like, well, why isn't he saying it anyway?
I haven't been in a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, and so guys, there are some parts of the show that just can't. For example, if I open the door, you're going to hear squeaking. If I close the door, you're going to hear the door closing. I can't do much about that. Yeah. So just bear with us. You know, we're doing the best that we can with little resources.
I mean, Zoom has automatic suppression, the best that it can do. It's not so much a setting, but it has it the best that it can do. But yeah,
absolutely. All right, folks, coming up next, we are going to take a trip to, I guess, Edge Path, New York. I think is what it is.
I believe so. Yeah, I never even heard of that, but
well, we're going to go back to the 1960s on this particular piece. And this actually sounds pretty good from what I've heard. All righty, everybody. So a little bit of a correction on that, on the name of this particular city. It is called Pound Ridge, New York. Don't ask me where that is. Please don't ask me. All right. So we're going to hear an air check of WVWA in Pound Ridge, New York. And this is something that we've had for quite some time, never played it. But, and that's why it qualifies as our next Labor Day leftover right here on Radio Connection Live, the podcast, as we continue on with our special Labor Day leftovers.
For years, top 40 radio programmers have been searching for the most efficient and most saleable approach to effective motivation of potential ratings respondents in their respective and contiguous market. For example, listen now to the contemporary sound of WVWA, Pound Ridge, New York, known affectionately to their community as 900 Radio, circa 1965.
Satchmo himself from last year, I think that was. Boy, it seems like a long time ago, doesn't that? That's Hello Dolly. And this is the sound of Young Westchester, 900 Radio, the sound of WVWA.
It's the Pound Ridge happening sound, 900 Radio.
Let's go!
And yeah, we got the, it's a beautiful winch. Did you look at it? The sun is shining, and it's just one of those days to get out in the sun. Beautiful Wednesday, mostly sunny today, and it's going to be clear and cold tonight with a low around 30. But right now, it's 89 degrees at WVWA 900 Radio. Those four crazy boys from Liverpool, the Beatles.
Notice the flagrant disunity of programming elements, the abundance of unnecessary sound, the clutter.
City service is the best for your car.
Yeah, okay, that's city service there. From 900 Radio, this is WVWA on a beautiful Wednesday. My goodness, the skies are clear out there, aren't they?
900 Radio.
Let's go!
Yeah, let's go with more music! Beach Boys.
Something had to be done. Time elements had to be condensed to most effectively maximize dynamic utilization of the audio medium. In the continuing efforts to intensify the impact, many ideas were born, tried, and died.
WVWA Pound Ridge.
It's 9 o'clock on Greater New York's Big 90. This is Johnny West with a $1 million weekend featuring the music of one of the world's two great groups, the Dave Clark Five, starting Saturday, all day Saturday on WVWA.
WVWA.
And the music just keeps on coming on a solid gold weekend. 2:14 on the Big 90 with Bob Roberts.
At long last, management recognized the full potential of their experiments in broadcasting. The idea was there. In practice, it had to be taken to its furthest extreme. Buzzhart Rookdreck Creative Services was engaged by WVWA Pound Ridge, New York. Their extensive research period of more than 100 hours interviewing barmaids in local establishments and several bass drummers from the local high school band, representing a cross-section of WVWA's target demographics. The consulting firm developed, refined, molded, polished, honed, shaped, and pulled out of left field a revolutionary new formatic programming concept. 900 Radio became...
Space cow, you're the cutest thing I ever did see.
Year, publicly traded multinational BuzzNet Media, formerly Buzzhart Rookdreck Creative Services, continues as the premier innovator in radio station acquisition, consolidation, programming, marketing, and promotion. Radio deregulation in the 1990s has given BuzzNet Media a unique opportunity. BuzzNet can now strategically target, control, and apportion all advertising dollars in its respective and contiguous markets, while forming advantageous promotional partnerships among the remaining media yet to be controlled by BuzzNet.
40 million popcorn buckets with our logos and a four-minute trailer before the feature. All 3,100 screens.
It seems amazing that there was a time when an independent company could simply gather adequate seed money and seek financing to purchase or build a single radio station.
900 Radio, the sound of WVWA.
The archaic stories of quaint mom and pop owner-operators still amuse the staffers at BuzzNet corporate retreats when an independent owner could simply sign on, play some records, read some liner cards, stage a few flashy giveaways, pull a 20 share, surface the debt, and make a profit. But in reality, that was how the business operated for decades.
Just keeps on coming on a solid gold weekend.
Kiss doubles the music on a two-for-Tuesday double play. 4:13, you're on the ride home with Bobby the Bandit Rodriguez.
Thankfully, that unsophisticated mass media approach has gone the way of the turntable and the program director. Now, BuzzNet can successfully identify, focus, and strategically superserve audience subsells. BuzzNet maximizes its unique FCC-sanctioned competitive advantage of multiple station control in an unlimited number of broadcast markets. It adopts and exploits programming and promotional opportunities for each listener, for each BuzzNet station, for each BuzzNet market. The niche programming of the 1990s has given way to real science. Here's how one BuzzNet station sounds on the air.
99 knows, Mom, you're beautiful. 6-year-old daughter graduates kindergarten next week, and your new 99 has the Valley's Summer of Love just for you and your little pride and joy. Listen and call in when the Backstreet Boys announce her name, and she'll win our Nickelodeon 99 pack and free lunch with our 99 nanny for 99 of her friends at Barney's Beatery. It's 249 with JW. Thanks for listening on your way to soccer practice. We're your new 99. 99 knows it's 360 on this breezy Thursday afternoon. And your dry cleaning is ready at Mel's Cleaning Kingdom. Better take Morristown Road because the parkway is heavy.
That's 99. Just one of an astounding 34 stations in one single metro controlled by BuzzNet. With BuzzNet's exclusive strategic segmentation system, the FCC's relaxed stance on ownership concentration is fully exploited. It's a media marriage of exquisitely narrow-casted formatting and partnered merchandising. The marketplace now dictates use of the electromagnetic spectrum. Window decals and listener affinity cards are embedded with miniaturized circuitry. Now, BuzzNet stations precisely track each listener's location using direct satellite technology. BuzzNet is thus able to deliver targeted audiences to advertisers on a person-by-person basis with precise laser accuracy. It creates exclusive advertising and promotional partnerships with virtually all major national and regional retailers. Every morning there's a
halo hanging from the corner. 99 knows this is Bob's Bowling Night. So why not call the girls for an early dinner at the Olive Garden? Just press star 99 on your AT&T cell phone. And remember, the new 99 will pick up the tab for dessert and coffee at the Olive Garden in the nearby ClearCore Center. It's so convenient, just 8 blocks from your home.
BuzzNet Media introduces groundbreaking advancements into how business is done in radio. Individual advertising time buys go the way of top-of-the-hour IDs. There are no media buyers and no advertising agencies in BuzzNet-controlled markets. Merchandising campaigns are intricately enmeshed directly into the individual station's programming. Listen to this.
6.1 The Six Pack, getting you up and hard with our own Tommy Trojan hosting the Coors Six Pack Six Pot Competition. As it scores tomorrow night, guys, you party down with the Trojan Man and help pick the hottest all-natural NHRA babes while you eat free from the Taco Bell Grande Buffet. It's all when you show your 106.1 Coors Six Pack card.
There's no longer a need for the inefficient systems which have existed since the birth of broadcasting. BuzzNet has canceled its costly Arbitron subscriptions.
6.1 The Six Pack. And wow, that new Camaro for 2000 is in at Metro Shadow Chevrolet. And I'm booking all down there to check out that cherry sweet, cherry hot, cherry red love chariot with a six pack of the Domino's Hot Box Pizza Girls. Tonight at 6, you show your Domino's six pack pizza patch at the door for free pizza and ice cold Coca-Cola. We're keeping it real with a real thing at 106.1 The Six Pack.
Each client's marketing campaign is created and executed from control centers within the heavily guarded West Wing at BuzzNet Media's corporate enclave. BuzzNet has identified bonus profit areas for its stockholders by restructuring radio's largest capital expenditure, overhead. Specifically, BuzzNet has found a revolutionary way to slash the most unnecessary of salaries, that of the disc jockey.
Roll it back. Let's take it from the top.
Soft and smooth, Sealy 107.
Take it down just a bit. Bring in the even time.
Perfect soft songs for
a
smooth summer night.
Bring it up a little bit more.
Remember the Sealy 107
sign? You know what? We need some presence boost.
Yes, presents for silk sheets.
Yeah, I'll tell you when. That's it.
On sale exclusively for Sealy 107 listeners.
Just bring up the presence boost and take it down by like a tenth.
Soft and smooth sounds.
Not here, but she's got to get warmer. A lot warmer, warmer.
BuzzNet has harnessed the skills of the Silicon Valley's most promising high school seniors to develop and operate its revolutionary Speech Harmonizer Interface Terminal. BuzzNet's patented Air Personality Simulation System, finally the least manageable element in all of broadcasting, has been brought under control. At long last, the disc jockey is dead.
Your fish was fried.
Here, here's enough food.
Ow, screw you.
Bite me.
Disc jockey is dead. Thank God he suffered long enough. Listen to this.
Not coming up.
Wait a bit.
Still not coming up.
Oh, there it is. All right. 99. What do you think?
Well, that could work, but how do you control the number of times he says 99?
Oh, well, that's the beauty of the Speech Harmonizer Interface Terminal.
What?
It comes with this frequency usage calibration kit.
Ooh.
The bus.
BuzzNet Speech Harmonizer Interface Terminal outputs literally dozens of focus-tested radio persona, utilizing only the input from three fresh, young, low-cost BuzzNet format specialists.
Hey, bud, almost done. Just got to track about 14 more stations. Give me 10 minutes.
Light 99, Akron's Listen at Workstation. Playing your favorite hits of the 80s and 90s. I'm Bob Roberts. Hey, let's flash dance on Light 99.
When there's nothing. 99.
Jammin' 99. Peoria's Listen at Workstation with Baby Rip Roberts. Throwing down your jammin' oldies. Here's flash dance on Jammin' 99. 99, your listed workstation in Little Rock, playing today's hot hits on the Indies Lunchbox. This is Rob Sunshine with Irene Cara. Froggy 99, Bob Hopper on Cape Cod's Listen at Workstation with today's country hits and yesterday's favorites. It's Garth. Here's Flashdance.
But BuzzNet Media's most revolutionary work takes place in the subterranean research and development laboratories. Always looking to the future, BuzzNet analysts have predicted a trend of deconsolidation in programming origination. If the interpretation of the data is correct and these early tests are successful, radio may take a giant leap forward into regional and perhaps even local origination. It seems revolutionary now, but the day may come when radio stations are actually staffed locally. What will that sound like? Well, while it's still very early in development, presented here for the first time are the actual sounds of what may well be the future of radio broadcasting.
Big 92, I'm Johnny West with a Million Dollar Weekend, featuring the music of one of the world's greatest groups, U2. And the music just keeps on coming on a solid gold weekend. 2:15 on the Big 95 with Bob Roberts.
Well, there you have it right there, old Satchmo himself from 36 years ago, I think that was. Boy, it seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? That's Hello Dolly. And this is the sound of young Westchester, 900 Radio, the sound of WVWA. Oh, it's a beautiful Wednesday. Did you look at that? The sun is shining. Just one of those days to get out in the sun. Beautiful Wednesday, mostly sunny today, clear and cold tonight with a low around 30. Right now it's 89 degrees at WVWA 900 Radio. Crazy Boys from Liverpool, the
Beatles. You say you will love me if I have to go.
Once again, BuzzNet Media leads the cutting edge of tomorrow's broadcast universe. Copyright BuzzNet Media, 1999,
written and performed by the original 1974 creators and cast of Nine, the ultimate radio format. Randy West, Russ Famous Amos DiBello, Howard Hoffman, and Pete Salant. Supporting cast, Anita Bonita and Stacy Salant.
Nowadays, you get that same programming on iHeartRadio, but that's a different story because Radio Connection Live is what we're doing. It's our Labor Day leftovers episode. I want to pull the crew back
actually,
in here.
Actually, Jamie, I have a quick comment. Yeah, we've already done it.
Huh?
Okay.
I have a comment.
Hang on, Preston. Go ahead, Erno.
That was what I was telling Preston because he talked first.
Go ahead, Preston.
Boy, if that's not a radio history lesson, I don't know what is.
that's kind of what this was, a radio history lesson, because nowadays the same like for example Frankie what's the guy's name Mikey V, who you hear on 96.5 Kiss FM. Well, yeah. he like for example there's a guy Aaron Michael who's on a lot of country stations on iHeartMedia, you know, so we're in a way that kind of gave us an eye, or in our case, an ear, to the future as to what Radio's gonna sound like it already does sound like. And you know, it's funny because I was talking with a friend of mine over the weekend, and I said, you know what, I complain about streaming all the time, I complain about it, but I know why folks do it. You know, we're seeing a lot of radio consolidation now. I mean, look what happened with Odyssey. Look what happened with iHeart. You know, look, you know, and we're seeing it across the country right now. The DJ on one station may track for 8, 10, 15, 20 different stations.
Indeed. Right. And, you know, like our guests have told us time and time again on this show, the only way to go is up. That's why people are going to go ahead and get more talent and recuperate more markets and also get on more platforms.
Now, Darnell, now it's funny because so I want to take you guys back in time a little bit. Several years ago, it was what was then Clear Channel, and this was several years ago. Clear Channel created a service called Premium Choice, which is basically a menu of national format. It's kind of based like those 24-hour networks that Westwood One makes.
Yeah, and also it's kind of like what Drake Chanel did back in the day as well.
It's kind of that, and I can't wait till we have Tim back next time, because he's gonna I'm gonna ask him to kind of dive into that a little bit for us. Because we're seeing a lot of it now.
We may actually play that again next week for him.
That's a good idea, Darnell. I'm gonna hold on to this until next week, and then we'll re-air it for Tim next week, and because I think next week not next week, because we're gonna be doing our 100th episode special next week.
We are
100 episodes of this fine show. All right, everybody.
Man, so this came quick.
Yeah, it did. All right, everybody. Coming up next on Radio Connection Live, I like to be a little funny. So this was actually dropped in our inbox during the week. Did anybody hear about the flooding which took place in New York?
Oh, yes. I caught some of the coverage of it a little bit. Well, I mostly stayed up on New Orleans coverage and some of Philly's thanks to YouTube. But yes, I did catch some of the New York coverage.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really hear too much about New York's flooding, unless it was nightly news. I think they did maybe mentioned it briefly on but yeah.
It certainly
definitely go out to them. I mean, they're still recovering from it, for what I'm understanding. So,
yeah,
absolutely. I think it was anyway. So I'm trying to. Where in heaven's name is that piece?
You want me to resend it, Jamie? Because I have it in my.
Oh,
file.
I got it. Okay,
oh, no,
okay,
he
I
got it.
It. Yeah. Okay, great.
Got it. Behind right, the scenes, so, listeners.
I knew it was in here. I just had to hunt for it. You know, yeah. That's what happens when you're. That's what happens when you're doing this. You know, you're trying to. Guys, I gotta tell you, this radio thing. You know, it's a fun thing to do. I gotta tell you. Because you're. As the producer of this show, I have to be looking around for what we're gonna do next.
And you know? Again, listeners, this is why we podcast this and we never really edit these. We'll try not to anyway.
Hey, man.
I do want to give credit to our good friend JC, who uses this great technology called Amadeus Pro and WavePad. To scope some things down for us.
Again, the silences. That thing knows how to skip silences like nobody's business.
So I want to give him some credit, because, you know, I asked him to do this, and he voluntarily said yes. So
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, got to show some love to our friend JC, who is a big supporter of what we do here at Radio Connection Live. Really nice guy. All righty. So we are going to, as soon as, okay, there we go. All righty. So coming up next, we're going to feature the flood story as to what happened in New York City. All right. And that's all coming up next right here on Radio Connection Live. We're back, folks. It's Radio Connection Live's Labor Day leftover. So we most likely won't have time to get to our market scope from Jacksonville, but then again, we might. We'll see where the time leads us here. It's Darnell, Preston, and Jamie. The rest of the gang is off this week, taking a well-deserved Labor Day vacation, but they'll be back with us for next week's show. So now we're going to go to New York City, and if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know we love to bring you things as they happen, and which is kind of a hallmark here at Radio Connection Live, and so we decided once again, making sure that everything that is working properly, we decided to feature. Feature the audio of what actually happened in New York City. Now, Preston, give listeners kind of a refresher as to what happened in New York, because we've been talking about it for a couple of minutes. So tell everybody what happened.
Sure. So basically, it was thanks to Ida. Now, if any of you have been keeping up with current events, they got hit hard, like Louisiana, the Southeast did. I can tell you my area got some remnants too. We do have some roads.
Almost we that whole eastern seaboard, New England, on all of them. I didn't really listen too much to BZ, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all right, everybody. So let's go ahead and listen to that audio. So we're gonna go. So let's listen to some New York City flood coverage from last week, right here on Radio Connection Live's Labor Day Leftovers special.
Torrential rains are flooding major roadways. The city has gotten at least 5 inches of rain. The water will be there through the morning commute and longer. Drivers are warned to avoid pooling water. Tornadoes flattened a home in New Jersey. Governor Murphy, Governor Hochul, and Mayor de Blasio have declared states of emergency. Dozens of lightning strikes were recorded. Flights were stopped at JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark. In Albany, lawmakers extend New York's eviction ban until January. In sports, Yanks beat the Angels 4-1 in Anaheim. Good morning. I'm John Metaxas, WCBS News Time 12:31. Well, we have had a flash flood watch, a flash flood warning, and now we've got a flash flood emergency. Let's get the latest on the situation now with Mike Lucini.
Thank you very much, John. Our heaviest rainfall is occurring right now across basically from about central Connecticut out across Long Island. That's where our heaviest rainfall is being indicated by radar. But the moderate to lighter rainfall extends all the way across westward across much of New Jersey. So most areas around our area, most areas are going to continue to see rainfall, some of it heavy over the next few hours. But we are going to see this rain come to an end overnight. It'll slowly retreat away from us from west to east, ending in the city around 3 o'clock this morning, not ending until closer to 6 o'clock this morning across the eastern end of Long Island and eastern Connecticut. So those places have the longest to go as far as the rainfall is going to occur. But any additional rainfall will aggravate the already tremendous amount of flooding that we have around our area. So now is not the time to let up our guard. Even if it does stop raining in your area, that flooding is going to continue. It takes a little bit of time for that water to work its way through the many different watershed systems into the streets and where it's already flooding. And so That flooding is likely to continue right through the morning rush. So expect our problems to continue overnight, even after the heavy rain has stopped.
Thanks very much. Meteorologist Mike Lucini reporting. That flash flood emergency is in effect. Major roadways have experienced flooding and closures from the Garden State Parkway and the New Jersey Turnpike to the BQE, the Bronx River and the Hutch, and many, many more. Flood conditions are expected to last through the morning commute. Mayor de Blasio says it's important to be cautious out there.
If you're outside, be aware that you can suddenly end up in a situation where a lot of water has pooled up, and that can be surprisingly dangerous. So please be cautious. Keep a close eye on the updates from emergency management and from the media. And we'll get through this one, too.
The city has recorded more than 5 inches of rain. Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Vincent Sapienza says it's like dumping a bucket of water down your kitchen sink. It all doesn't go down instantaneously. CBS2's John Elliott found a driver in just such a situation in Middlesex.
Horrible. It's getting worse. I just want to show you. I was standing on dry ground 20 minutes ago, so you can see what the inundation is like. Over my shoulder, this is about a 2017 Volkswagen Jetta. She just drove in there. The water went in. She blew the starter. That car now has got water in the passenger cabin. So my concern is that car is likely total.
That's John Elliott reporting for Middlesex, New Jersey. New Jersey Governor Murphy declared a state of emergency after major flooding and tornado activity that flattened a home or two. They were in Mallika Hill in South Jersey. They were severely damaged. In fact, on Joanne Court, they were ripped apart with one house's entire side taken by the storm. The governor had been worried about areas in his state that were still waterlogged after Henri.
The winds, I think you think, may gust in some places up to 30 or 35. Please God they don't get too high, because when you combine a lot of rain, soggy ground, trees are then going to be looser. There could be significant tree and power line damage. I hope not.
Port Authority officials reported that an evacuation was underway of Newark Airport's air traffic control due to tornado threats. Flights were stopped at JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark. In Westchester, County Executive George Latimer is monitoring flooding on the county's parkways. He says the water will still be there during the morning rush.
Tomorrow morning's rush hour in Westchester will not be easy. People should block more time and know their alternate routes.
The Sound Shore prepared for flooding. Village of Mamaroneck Mayor Tom Murphy says residents along Howard Avenue are especially concerned since they were still drying out after remnants of Hurricane Henri flooded the Mamaroneck River last week.
We've already contacted the Red Cross, and the Red Cross has begun preliminary planning. Hopefully that will not have to occur, but you know, better to be safe than sorry.
Power outages, not that many in Westchester, just 81, some 1,600 in the city. According to Con Ed, PSEG Long Island says it's about 1,300. The big numbers for power outages are in New Jersey. PSEG New Jersey reporting 37,000 customers without power, and JCP&L 16,000, some 500 at Eversource in Connecticut, and some 4,400 in Orange and Rockland County. Of course, this weather system got its start as Hurricane Ida that hit the Gulf Coast. Louisiana and parts of Mississippi are still trying to recover from the devastation. It was the fifth most powerful hurricane to ever hit the U.S. As of Wednesday afternoon, around 1 million homes and businesses remained without power in Louisiana, and some 600,000 remained without running water. Governor John Bel Edwards said locals need to be patient as crews work to restore power and water there.
We are asking people to try to be patient and understanding, because anytime you have a storm that is this devastating, it will take some time to get all of that infrastructure back up and working. But I believe we're going to see steady progress from this point forward.
President Biden said he expects to visit Louisiana on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president will make sure his visit does not disrupt any relief efforts.
We are not going to go to any part of the state or visit any community where we would take away from relief and restoration efforts.
Louisiana Governor Edwards has issued a plea for emergency fuel supplies to help the homes and businesses without power and water. WCBS News Time, 12:37. Time now for traffic and weather together. What's happening, Jeff Jensen?
It's Namo Road, John, and they're flooded or they're down trees. And I want to start with this. If you want to opt for mass transit, no. There's one of these mornings where the subways aren't running. LIRR, Metro North, NJ Transit are all suspended. Cars underwater. I was just looking at it again. And driving through water, it looks like it's about 2 feet deep here. That's dangerous. On the Cross Island Parkway, Northern Boulevard, looks like it's closed in the southbound direction. They're flooding on the Deegan as everything's shut down in the 200, in the 230s. Harlem River Drive shut down on 166th Street. FDR closed in various spots. Police have the ramps blocked off so you can't get on in a bunch of places. Eastbound Grand Central, right as you come off of the RFK Bridge, that's a car fire blocking all lanes. Something different there. And on the Grand Central, in various spots, flooding and where things are closed. And on Long Island, so much water that the three lanes are blocked on the westbound LIE between approaching New Hyde Parkway, exit 36 to 34. Flooding on the northern state westbound at Lakeville Road, all lanes are closed. And on the Meadowbrook, it's a down tree southbound of Stewart Avenue with all lanes being shut down there, too. The same goes for Westchester and Rockland counties. All sorts of closures and down trees on the Palisades Parkway and the Cross County and all the parkways named for rivers in Westchester County. No construction at the Holland this morning, so it is open into the city, and no roadwork in any of the crossings, and a ban on those empty and tandem tractor trailers pretty much in the usual spots this morning. Our next traffic update at 12:48, breaking traffic news when it happens. I'm Jeff Jensen in the WCBS Traffic Center.
And Jeff, it's on nights like these when you understand why those parkways were named for rivers.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Crazy. It really is crazy.
Yes. WCBS News Time, 12:40. Let's get the weather forecast now from our meteorologist, Mike Lassini.
Rain and a thunderstorm tonight. Rain will be torrential at times through the first half of the night, leading to widespread flash flooding. It'll be windy as well, and any thunderstorm could produce a tornado. Low tonight, 64. Clouds breaking for some sunshine tomorrow. Breezy and less humid, high 75. Mostly sunny Friday, high 74. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 76.
Got rain, fog, and mist in the city right now. Wind conditions, humidity at 90%. The wind's now at 24 miles per hour out of the north. WCBS News Time, 12:41. WCBS reporters are out and about covering the storm.
This is Steve Scott in New Jersey, where at times the National Weather Service says the rain has been falling at a rate of between 3 and 5 inches per hour. Keep in mind, New Jersey normally averages 4 inches of rain for the entire month of September. It is incredible what we have been seeing around the area here, torrents of floodwaters through numerous communities. Newark Airport, Terminal B, has standing water inside the terminal. Passengers are being moved to higher locations there as Terminal B at Newark Airport is flooded. All flight operations are stopped. Keep in mind, this started with tornadoes in South Jersey moving up through the state. And at times, there were parts of New Jersey that had both tornado warnings with active tornadoes and flash flood warnings at the same time. The rainfall totals we're seeing are just incredible. As I speak now, there are parts of North Jersey that have received more than 8 inches of rain in the space of just a few hours, double what New Jersey might typically get in an entire month of September.
That's WCBS's Steve Scott reporting. WCBS News Time, 12:42.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Depend on WCBS.
Good morning. I'm John Metaxas. Our three things to know at 12:45, flash flood emergency declared as the remnants of Hurricane Ida continue to pass through the tri-state. Torrential rains have flooded major roadways. The city has gotten 5 inches. Parts of New Jersey have gotten more than 8 inches of rain. Number two, tornadoes flattened homes in New Jersey. Dozens of lightning strikes have been recorded and flights stopped at JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark. And number three, Governor Murphy has declared a state of emergency in New Jersey. Mayor de Blasio has declared one in the city, and we just heard from Governor Kathy Hochul of New York.
I am officially declaring a state of emergency. I'm asking everyone to stay home. The subway system is a raging flood in some parts, and it's a frightening sight, and I want people to be safe. And I'm also saying, the subway is effectively shut down every line is either limited or suspended. And I also want people to check a website to get information on when the service is restored. So if I can share this with you, it's new.mta.info. And if they could check that out, they can find out whether or not the morning commute is going to continue to be disrupted or whether we get back to some semblance of normal. But it's devastating what's going on out there. It's catastrophic levels of water, and we have to keep people off the roads. And we're concerned about power outages. About 31,000 people thus far are in the dark. We've had some restoration, but then more lines have gone down throughout the whole region. Long Island, the city, all the way up to Putnam, Rockland County, as well as Westchester. So I've deployed all these state agencies. We've been in constant contact with the counties. I spoke with Mayor de Blasio a short time ago about this. So we're ready to help, and we already have people on the ground. And our manpower, woman power, is strong. We're ready to work through the night to help clear trees that are down, to help restore power. And also, we have our Swift Water assets deployed and ready to go.
That's New York Governor Kathy Hochul declaring a state of emergency in New York State. Governor Murphy has declared one in New Jersey, and Mayor de Blasio has declared a state of emergency in New York City. WCBS News Time, 12:48. Time for traffic and weather together, and let's get an update on the latest road closures because of all this water, Jeff Jensen.
And there are no shortage of those closures around this morning, John, including some downed trees getting in your way if you are out there this morning. Downed tree westbound 78 out by exit 18 for Route 22. That's one spot with a downed tree. There are so many of these this morning. I mean, I could just keep going on and on about them, and I will. Northbound Garden State Parkway at exit 165. Another one up at exit 168 this morning. 287. These are going to take a while to get out of there, too. Northbound by exit 35 in Morristown. All lanes are shut down on the ramp. Then you've got the right lane closed northbound up by exit 52. And here in town, police blocking off many of the entrance ramps to the FDR Drive because of so much flooding on the drive. BQE both ways by Atlantic Avenue. Passable, but flooded out. Eastbound Grand Central, right off the RFK Bridge. All lanes are closed. They're fighting a car fire there and flooding. Cars underwater on the Cross Island on Northern Boulevard. I was just looking at that again. Water looks like it's about 2 feet deep going northbound. Nobody getting by in the southbound direction there. Flooding on Long Island on the northern state. Closed westbound at Shelter Rock Road, exit 27. Then again up at Lakeville Road, exit 25. Westbound LIE is passable, but the only one lane open westbound between Searingtown Road and New Hyde Park Road. Down tree on the Meadowbrook Parkway, southbound at Stewart Avenue. You've got all lanes closed there, too. So suffice it to say, that's the story this morning. Do not go out unless you have to. Subways, LIRR, Metro North, and NJ Transit are all suspended. And that ban on empty and tandem tractor trailers pretty much everywhere in the usual spots this morning. Next traffic update at 12:58. Breaking traffic news when it happens. I'm Jeff Jensen in the WCBS Traffic Center.
Let's get the weather forecast now with our meteorologist, Mike Lassini.
Rain and a thunderstorm tonight as tropical rainstorm Ida moves through the area. Rain will be heavy at times through the first half of the night, leading to widespread flash flooding. It'll be windy at times as well, and any thunderstorm could produce a tornado. Rainfall amounts of 3 to 6 inches are expected, with the highest amounts across North Jersey, the Hudson Valley, and Connecticut. Rain will taper off from west to east late tonight, low tonight 64. Tomorrow, some lingering flooding issues during the morning rush. Otherwise, clouds bring for some sunshine, breezy, and less humid, high 75. Sunny to partly cloudy Friday, high 74. Saturday, mostly sunny, comfortable, high 76. Sunday, partly sunny with a shower thunderstorm around, especially in the afternoon, high 78. Then for Labor Day Monday, partly sunny with a thunderstorm possible, high 82.
We've got that flash flood warning in Westchester County. Katona reports 61 degrees and rain here in Manhattan, 65 rain, fog, and mist. Those winds right now at 24 miles per hour out of the north. WCBS News Time, 12:51. Time now for sports. Mets acting general managers have to reach the third round. WCBS News Time, 12:52.
I was at home
with flooding with a lane blocked each way, but the LIE shut down in Queens westbound by Springfield Boulevard because of all that water on the highway. Mike Lassini with the details for the WCBS Weather Center.
Rain and a thunderstorm tonight. Rain will be torrential at times through the first half of the night, leading to widespread flash flooding. It'll be windy as well, and any thunderstorm could produce a tornado. Low tonight, 64. Clouds breaking for some sunshine tomorrow. Breezy and less humid, high 75. Mostly sunny Friday, high 74. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 76.
This is WCBS and WCBS FM HD2 New York.
Yeah, what's left of Ida is why New Jersey and New York governors have both declared states of emergency with all this flooding. Also, plenty of power outages around the tri-state, most also in New Jersey. We'll have live weather reports coming up. And New York state lawmakers voted yesterday to extend the pandemic-related ban on evictions and foreclosures. Sports, Yankees beat the Angels 4-1. And at the U.S. Open in Queens, Sloane Stephens, Naomi Osaka, Garbine Muguruza, and Simona Halep, they all advance. Heavy rain, high wind, 64 degrees in Central Park as we make our way into Thursday, September 2nd morning. I'm Levon Putney.
More than just the headlines, this is WCBS News Radio 880.
It's 1 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Breaking news, the Supreme Court will not block a new abortion law in Texas. Justices voted 5-4 to avoid action on an emergency appeal. But the law, which bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected, is getting blasted by the White House. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Calling the Texas law extreme, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki notes it allows anyone to file a lawsuit to enforce the prohibition.
These private citizens could get up to $10,000 for reporting somebody who is seeking an abortion.
Psaki says those subject to being sued include family members, front desk employees at clinics, and even the drivers who take women there. Psaki says the president now wants Congress to codify the right to an abortion, established nationally 5 decades ago by Roe versus Wade.
This highlights even further the need to move forward on that effort.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Hurricane Ida's remnants are still packing a punch along the East Coast, where several states have now declared states of emergency. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The big concern that we have here is that the ground is so saturated, we've still got another couple of inches of rain to go. So everything that's on the ground actually will have additional accumulation, more flooding. The flooding is not going to be going down anytime soon. So as a result, you should expect to see more flooding.
Ida made landfall in Louisiana as a Category 4 hurricane, and there's still a lot of damage to clean up.
I'm Jim Crisula in Boutte, Louisiana. In open areas southwest of New Orleans, much of the landscape looks as though a massive tornado plowed through. Trees are snapped in half like toothpicks. Many others have been slammed to the ground by Hurricane Ida's winds. Support poles for street signs and billboards have been broken in half, as have many utility poles.
Parts of the state have no power or running water. A federal bankruptcy judge gives conditional approval to a multi-billion-dollar plan to settle lawsuits against Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin. The company is being blamed for fueling the opioid crisis. A new study shows the average person could lose more than 2 years of their life from air pollution. Ken Lee is with the University of Chicago.
Whether that's smoking or alcohol and drug use, unsafe water, conflict and war, air pollution has a greater impact on health.
The Coast Guard is still searching for 5 missing sailors involved in a Navy helicopter crash near San Diego. The helicopter went down during a training operation Tuesday. At least one sailor was rescued. A few others suffered minor injuries before the crash. This is CBS News.
Get CBS News Radio on the Odyssey app.
Control R.
A historic amount of rain. We'll continue to follow this for you, Bud.
Carl, the storm that comes to mind, of course, is Sandy. And from your experience, how do you see this comparing to what we experienced during Sandy?
Well, you know, that particular storm, Bud, a lot of the flooding was due to a tremendous storm surge. This type of event, or this, which we've never seen before, just the sheer amount of rain we've gotten is something I've never quite seen, and the rate at which it has fallen. Some places seeing rainfall at the rate of 3 to 5 inches per hour earlier Wednesday evening. So that obviously has let up, and it's still not completely over yet. But it's, I think, to me, what stands out is just how hard and how persistent the rain has been, and that's what's led to the flooding. Nothing to do with coastal flood inundation. Bud?
All right, Carl, thank you, and we will be checking back with you, obviously, throughout the course of the overnight. Frequently,
if you can
avoid going out of your home at this point. Stay home. Stay off the roads. We're seeing more and more flooding on the roads and highways. It's dangerous. This is a lot of water accumulating very, very quickly, and it's only in the last few hours. So obviously, we're feeling the effect of Hurricane Ida. We originally heard a projection from the National Weather Service of much less rain. It has kicked up intensely. It is dangerous. So folks, get off the streets, and particularly where we're seeing that thunderstorm warning, Brooklyn in particular, when you're getting those alerts, it means get away from windows. If you live in a home, get to the lower floors. Take it seriously, because this is a really unusual weather situation we're experiencing right now.
Again, Mayor de Blasio joining us live on 1010 Winds during the 10 o'clock hour Wednesday night. And once again, the city has just issued this alert. Due to severe weather, there is a travel ban in effect beginning now until 5 a.m. All non-emergency vehicles must be off New York City streets and highways. And we've just gotten this note from New York City Transit, which says, we are working to get customers off of trains after the evening severe weather. If you are on a train that's between stations, the safest thing for you to do is to remain on the train. The FDNY is on the way. The storm has obviously had a massive effect on mass transit. New Jersey Transit rail service suspended. Metro North, Hudson, Harlem, and New Haven lines out of Grand Central suspended. Long Island Railroad service reduced. And subway service also drastically affected. We spoke to MTA acting chair John O'Lieber.
The process of moving those trains back into stations is well underway. We pre-deployed a lot of pumping infrastructure and equipment so we would be ready, but this is
Radio Connection Live. I had to cut it short because we're running up against the clock here, folks. Tonight here on Radio Connection Live, Preston, let's put the audio of that on the Facebook so listeners can see it, if you will, please. I'll send it to you, and then we can post the audio up on the Facebook. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
I do want to talk about this real quick.
Okay. I was gonna say before you do, Darnell, there should be a way for me to convert it to video. So if you can send me like a video where I could convert it.
Well, I can't send you a video. I can send you I just have the audio.
Yeah, because it wasn't done on video.
Yeah, I was gonna say. But anyway, shout out to 1010 Winds and WCBS. There are probably more stations there in that bit, but you know, time constraints, y'all. Time constraints, and
right.
And sometimes we have to do it. Sometimes we have to cut things shorter than they really need to be, because otherwise we'll be here all night.
Yeah, but I do want to talk about this real quick. Well, with all of this flooding and the rain and the fog, the key word was the fog, so that meant that if there were any DXers in New York listening to any of those stations, including CBS FM HD2, but if you had your other radio and not your HDs, then you had all those states that were actually being mentioned, not just New York, but New Jersey and Connecticut. You had those radio stations also appearing in because you had fog. So that's got to be interesting. I think Philly going the other direction probably skipped into them as well. So yeah, you know,
last week when the remnants came through me, I got Philly, mostly my normal stuff, the beaches. I didn't get New York, but I can tell you, but when I got the heat waves back in August, July, Long Island came in pretty good over here. Yes.
Well, Long Island is basically New York City, mostly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I picked up WCBS.
Actually, did you see Oh, I think you would, but have you seen, of course you didn't see WLNG. 92.3, there is no room where you are, Preston, to grab WLNG, even if it did come.
No.
But yeah.
And I've not picked up WBOI really here, because I have a translator from Baltimore, which is our praise format station, so it comes in pretty clear, obviously. So, but I have picked up 103.9 LI News Radio. I picked that up pretty clear one day over here.
Right. So, all right, guys. So that is going to wrap things up for us here at Radio Connection Live. thank you so much for joining us this week.
The trickle.
All righty. So thank you guys so much for joining us this week. And thank you guys for listening. This has been our Labor Day Leftovers special. We didn't get to everything that we wanted to get to today because time just wouldn't allow us. Guys, we try to make these episodes a little shorter than you know, but sometimes time gets away from us. And so and if we played everything that we had, that would take a long time. And a lot of us have different things we need to do. Anyway, so next week will be our 100 episode special, looking back on not just the podcast, but everything for the last 9 years that we've been doing this. So
yes, I was going to say we might want to get in touch with Johnny Boy
I think I might still have my old Dropbox. I might still have some small pieces in there too. I'll look and see what I have, but definitely an exciting show for next week. Don't miss it. And also we'll be on Clubhouse again on Wednesday night, 8/7 Central, if you want to join us there.
Yep. And once again, our club is called the Radio Connection. A link will be posted to the Facebook page when the meeting starts. So anyone that sees it,
Jamie will also be tweeting that out the day before. So yeah.
Yes. Huh? Well, no.
You usually do. You tweet it out the day. You usually tweet it out the day before, right?
Yeah. Well, I usually do, or tweet it the day of. It depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. We got to quit, split, and get. And I want to thank the boys for hanging in there with me, Darnell and Preston, AJ and Tim and Ashley. We'll all be back next week for our 100th episode anniversary spectacular. And until then, for the entire crew, together,
let's keep radio
alive. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Radio Connection Live, the podcast. Radio Connection Live is produced by JT Productions in association with Air Jackson Associates. Executive producer and creator, Jamie T. Production assistance provided by Tim O'Connor. Ashley Lynn is our social media princess, with assistance from Preston Gaylor and Chris Nussbaum. AJ Bowen is our news contributor. Special thanks to the good folks at RadioInside.com as well as InsideRadio.com for our news nuggets. We're in touch, so you're in touch. We invite you to contact us. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. You can also email rclthepodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to join us again next week for another fast-moving edition of Radio Connection Live, the podcast. Until next time, this is John Williard saying, together, let's keep radio alive.
On the wrong end of the highway, when the long night has no end, when there's no one there beside me, till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio. When I'm on the road, when I'm far from home, feeling blue, thank God for the radio. Playing all night long, playing all the songs that mean so much to me and you. There's a song that we first danced to, and there's a song they played the night we met, and there's a song we first made love to. That's a song I'll never forget. So thank God for the radio. When I'm on the road, when I'm far from home, feeling blue, thank God for the radio. Playing all night long, playing song does it mean so much to me?
Connection Live is distributed by Anchor Podcasting on the web at anchor.fm. And even though Stephen Colbert wishes he could find Paul Schaefer and say, you want to come back to the Late Show? Whenever he hears us say it, this is RCL.